Hi, this is Wiretap's Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
This is Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. A very exciting show. It's my best of 2017. A little bit early. You know, this next 2 weeks, there could be some big surprises. Last year on December 29th, Dumb put out a great EP. Would have made my list. If that happens again, don't do that, Dumb. Don't make me look like a fool. Everybody's released the music they want to release, right? So on today's show, not necessarily, I don't know how to describe this exactly. Like, sometimes it's just the song, sometimes it's from the album, sometimes it's a band. I just had some, you know, I got to see them live and I really like that. So it's the most memorable artists and songs from the year. It's not comprehensive, it's very loosey-goosey. That's what we'll be doing. At the top, we heard Building Confidence Through Play from Halifax, a new band featuring some former members of Old and Weird and the Diskettes. And I really like their songs. They have 3 songs now up on Bandcamp and a very complete LinkedIn profile. That was their original promotional device. The album I was most excited to hear this year is has a song that we're about to hear. John Mouse came back to us after a 5 or 6 year hiatus, and he came back with Screen Memories. This is Find Out.
Wrong. Fell down. I fell down.
All right, that was Birthday Bitch from their cassette entitled 26. Why is this only coming through one ear? Oh, it's just bad microphone or bad headphones. Birthday Bitch from the cassette 26. That was the song Nocturne. Great cassette. Very good. Sorry. Very good release show. I remember that was it was a release show at Redgate, and that was the night that the fire department decided to show up and do an inspection. And so the show was very late starting, and I saw Hannah, who used to host Chips and Dip, and is drummer in the band, and I saw her looking very grumpy, and I was like, wow, you know, you posted the set time, so why is the show so late? And she shot daggers at me until she realized I was joking, and then it was okay. But not a funny joke, really. But in hindsight, I hope she can laugh at it. At the time, she was not in a laughing mood. Show went ahead. It was fantastic. Also, my favorite t-shirt, a band t-shirt of the year. It says Birthday Bitch, and it has a dog with a party hat on it, and my kids call it Party Puppy. Hey, look at Party Puppy. And I've got about another year of being able to wear that shirt before I have to, you know, put it away for a little while. Before that, we heard The Necessaries. This is my favorite reissue of the year. It was an album put out in, I believe, 1982, featuring Arthur Russell. And the album was called Event Horizon, and a British label got the rights and has repressed it. It's very expensive. I looked into trying to get it mail ordered here, and it was going to be about £30. Which I guess is $45. Anyways, it seemed a little too rich for my blood. So I'll have to stick with the digital version I have. That was the song More Real. And at the top there, we heard my beloved John Mouse from his new album, Screen Memories. That was the song Find Out. And he's going to be in town on January 24th. And he also has a box set coming out in April featuring all of his albums and a special album of rarities. Both the show and the box set are sold out. Friends, sorry. Shouldn't have snoozed. What's not sold out is December 19th, a show that is going to be performed by Nick Kurgovich. He, a local boy, just put out a new record called In an Open Field, and it is lovely. It's one of my faves of the year. We're going to hear the song My Riverboat, and he's going to be playing at the Wise Hall Lounge, with the Wise Lounge downstairs at the Wise Hall on December 19th, next Tuesday, along with Advanced Bass, who some of you may... it's a guy who used to go by... formerly, he was the dude from Cassio Tone for The Painfully Alone. That's a name that will ring bells for people of a certain vintage, right? And so the two of them are going to be playing on next Tuesday. Also that night, pretty nice bill at the Astoria. It's a bit later on. Go to the Wise Hall early. Go to the Astoria later. Nightbust featuring Kate Henderson on drums. Monsieur Merlot and My Name is Idel are going to be playing at Art Rock number 26 that night. So good night for rocking. I already had Wednesday off, so it's perfect. Okay, let's listen to this. Nick Kurgovich, My Riverboat. Here we go. My way right out the song.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
All right, so that was Chastity Belt from Seattle, Washington. That was the song Different Now from the album I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone. A great early 90s grunge-inspired video on the beach. I think it's like Mother Love Bone. Is that the band? Anyways, definitely early 90s Seattle vibes there. Before that, we heard Ghost Thoughts. Davina, formerly of The Oz and Movie Land, that was a record she put out called Purple Period, and Aristophanes is the name of that song. Happy Hanukkah to Davina, all the way in Amsterdam. Briefly saw a Movie Land reunion this summer at Thor's Palace, and it was so good. I love Supermoon. Don't get me wrong. It's like children, you know, like Movie Land and Supermoon. They're like two kids. You can't choose which one you love more, but it was great to see Movie Land back together for a song and a half, maybe. Before that, we heard Montreal's Couleur de Saint, their self-titled debut. And that is out on, I can't. Great record. I'm totally blanking on the record label, but great Montreal record label that I have talked about at length before, and my mind is failing me. Tessa is the co-founder. I don't have it. Fixture. That's what it is. That was the song The Visual Glass. And at the top, we heard Nick Kurgovich from In an Open Field, My River Boat. Moving on, we're going to play another local fella. Lieutenant Frank Dickens, also known as Dan Geddes, who recently decamped for Toronto. It's a real loss for Vancouver, but I'm sure it's going to be good for him. He sort of put out two records. He put out one record with his band Peace, a posthumous record. They had broken up or closed up shop the year before, but they put out a record that they had in the can. And then he put out his second album as Lieutenant Frank Dickens, and this one is really fantastic. It's called Sour Bubblegum. It's out now on Jazz Records, and this is the song Don't Want to Fall Asleep. Let's give a listen to Lieutenant Frank Dickens. Ooh, should turn that up. There we go.
Don't wanna be with
There we go. Got them off a little bit. That was Nice Apple. From there, split cassette with Cruel Sport entitled Cruel Apple Nice Sport. That was the song Tornado. Before that, we heard Cruel Sport with their song Happy Go. Both of those are on that cassette. Nice Apple played a lovely show at the Toast for the launch of the CRTC, which is the Community Radio Toast Collective, a new sort of radio community service operated out of the Toast. And it was great. It's a great band. And they have new stuff in the works. So good. Before that, we heard Cruel Sport, and they're going to be back. Their drummer, Luke, went away, but the CITR's veritable Eleanor Wearing is going to take over on drums, so that's great. I think they're going to be playing in January for the Shrouded Amps new release party. And at the top, we heard Lieutenant Frank Dickens. All right. Let's mix it up. I'm trying to fit as much as I can in. So no more chit-chat, you know? Mr. Merlot, also known as Rob Onzik, very talented local artist. He's dabbled in music and with DJing and things like that. But this was, as far as I know, his first concerted music effort, and it is fantastic. So his first cassette came out this year. It was called City Sex Volume 1. I hear Volume 2 is in the works, and we're going to listen to the song Deep Understanding. Very good. Very smooth. Very deep. This is Deep Understanding.
Hello, this is Russian Tim, and I'm throwing a Christmas rager on December 15th at the Cobalt. I invited to play the show some of my favorites, The Greatest Sons, The Core, Anthems, Contracode, and even my band, Russian Tim and Pavel Burez. Tickets at the door are $15, but $10 online at myshowpass.com. Christmas rager, December 15th, Cobalt, great success.
Nothing good about winter. The days are shorter, the sun isn't as sunny, and it's freaking cold.
Yeah, but there's also the annual winter issue of Discorder. Pick up your copy of Discorder, that magazine that's salty enough to melt the iciest of seasonal affective disorders from CITR, at one of our over 100 distribution locations. To share some fireside cheer with Kathleen Hepburn, a local independent director, enjoy a cup of metaphorical cocoa with BB over their first full album release, make some non-denominational sugar cookies at Chinatown's Pollyanna Library with Jonathan Q, take a sleigh ride through CITR's seasonal special listening guide, and of course, enjoy reviews of local shows and new releases. And an extra special holiday shout-out to our advertisers, Tambor Concerts, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, the Cinematheque, and Mint Records.
I guess winter's not that bad.
This is Kelly Lee Owens with her self-titled album. This particular track is called Angsty, featuring Jenny Haval, one of my faves. And a really great record all around. So good that it's been already re-released as an expanded edition. Very cool. Next up, we're going to switch things up for a little local punk. One of my favorite punk tapes to come out this year was by a new band called Alimony. So they have a tape called Demos, and we're going to hear that song Put That Phone Down, and then a couple of other similar bands. So let's give a listen to this. This is Alimony. Here we go. All right, that was Shitlord Fuckerman from the album Investigate Loud Earth. That was the song Night Pro. One of the most entertaining live performers in the city, for sure. I saw someone I was calling Shootlord Frickerman last night with my six-year-old. Very good performance. Very entertaining, even to a small crowd. Before that, we heard Shrouded Amps from the cassette Come Along to the Chocolate Church. That was the song Chocolate Church. And as I mentioned before, Shrouded Amps have a new EP out. So they're going to be releasing that properly in the new year. Before that, we heard Jock Tears from this, their song Nasty Boy. Great video for that, shot at Playland. And they're going to be performing in town tomorrow night at Shredding for a Wedding, a fundraiser for their friend Magdalena, who needs some cash to help get some immigration stuff done so she can be reunited with her sweetie. So make your way down to the Fox Cabaret tomorrow night for Shredding for a Wedding, Jock Tears, Board Decor, and some special guests. Who knows who it will be? And at the top there, we heard Alimony from their cassette Demo. That was the song Put That Phone Down. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. The time flew by. Oh, there's so much more. There's such a great year. Every year is great, but this year was excellent. It's super great. I'll probably put something up on the Dunkin's Donuts blog, just with a more extensive list. But yeah, thank you for all the great music people in my life, and yeah, wonderful. Going to close out with the band Maneater. They were nice enough to play my 10th anniversary party in March. They're a phenomenal band. Dan from that band has left town for this foreseeable future, so Maneater are on hiatus, which is sad, but they put out a great record that we can still listen to, and members of Maneater have gone on to form a new band called Birdo that I haven't seen yet, but I'm very excited to see them. They're playing a bunch of times in the next little while. So if you see Birdo on a bill, make sure to get there on time so you can see them, because I think it'll be well worth your while. Here is the song Actors by Maneater. I will be traveling to the North Pole this week, and so I will be there in time for my transmission from the North Pole, live broadcast from Santa's workshop next Thursday at noon. So tune in for that. It's going to be all the seasonal stuff that you love and won't be tired of at all by then. It'll be great fun. It's going to be real festive. So tune in next week. This is Maneater. Thanks for listening. Bye. No, that's Tiga, which I didn't get to play. This is Maneater. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Happy birthday, Luke Meat.